Put your hands together for Jesus. You can take your seat. Today I'm going to try to talk very small, okay, so that I don't talk for a long time. You know, I was preaching at a camp for SHS 2 people on Thursday and on Friday. You know, and it was a small camp, but I think the people who came to the camp, they were handpicked by God, by the Lord. I feel that there were eight special people at the camp. Eight carefully selected, carefully chosen. If you were supposed to be in the camp and you didn't come, I'm not speaking against you. I'm just saying that maybe you missed the selection. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Yeah, so all the SHS 2 people who were called, who didn't come, God chose a few. There were eight chosen few at that camp. And I believe that God planted some very, very important seeds in the camp. The theme of that camp was how to be a spiritual Christian. You know, we're learning what a spiritual contact with a spiritual Christian, what does he look like? We're learning one of the things we also learned is that a spiritual Christian has interactions with the Word of God. A spiritual Christian is a person who has deep relationship with God's Word. There's a Greek word in the New Testament. It's koinonia. It is from koinonia that, see, when we say may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, then we say the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation. Those four words, communion, fellowship, contribution, participation. Those are the four, the Greek word inside that verse. It's a verse. And the Greek word is koinonia. Koinonia is a Greek word which means communion, fellowship, contribution, participation. Koinonia, am I preaching a good thing? I'm talking, you know, I like talking. You know me already, I talk a lot. But today I promise, we have film stars, we have dancing stars, so I have to finish talking fast. So I'm trying to talk fast. If you don't hear it, you know. And koinonia, this is flame service. In the camp, we're talking about some deep things. Yeah, but let me see if I can bring some of the deep things here. Koinonia, if you want to understand it well, it is a word for fellowship. Another English word which describes koinonia well is intercourse. I didn't say sexual intercourse. You see how bad you people are. You see how that's why there's a verse that says that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of water by the word. You need washing of water by the word. I didn't say sexual intercourse, I said intercourse. Why are you excited? Intercourse, do you understand intercourse? Yay! You people. Hallelujah. So we learned that a spiritual Christian should have deep intercourse with the Word of God. We learned four ways a Christian can have. I'm just recapping because you didn't come. You didn't come for the camp, so I'm just telling you so you don't feel left out. Okay, that's what I'm preaching today. I'm just giving you the summary, the news summary. We learned that there are four ways by which a spiritual Christian has intercourse with God's Word. Deep connections, deep relationship with God's Word that maintains and sustains his spirituality. Because we learned that, Newton, spirituality is beneficial. Because there is nothing that exists and it didn't come out of the spirit realm. So you are not a wise person if you don't learn how to engage with spirits. That's not spirits. Africans, when you say spirits, they say, always when you hear spirit, you're thinking about, why are you always like that? The Bible says God is a spirit. John 4. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. It says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So it's not just the spirit, when you say spirit, not like
is good. It is good for a human being to go that. It is good for you to learn how to learn the language of spirits and learn how to, and that's why God gave us a language so that we can, so that casually so that we are not left bereft of a way to connect with the spirit realm. I'm being blessed. I'm saying this night to me. Yeah, like if I say, learn how to talk to spirits and to fellowship with spirits, say, how will I do it? Mashko balabra tori bahasa, preka tori balabra basopra kalabra. Every kind of spirit knows what's going on. That's why those of you who can speak in tongues, but you don't speak in tongues often, it is because you have not understood that spirituality is beneficial. Hey, Pastor Paul, you don't tell me that I should go come back on course, but this one is off course. Oh, what I'm preaching on Sunday, I'm preaching how to be a deep Christian. I'm just giving the news summary from the camp. I mean, I enjoyed the new summary. It's nice to me. I don't know why you are not interested. Four ways. Number one, talk about the word of God. It is a way of relating. To have a way of having intercourse with the word of God is to talk about it a lot. Talk about it when you are at home, when you are on the way, working with your friends. Talk about it. Talk about it. Where again do you talk about it? When you are lying down. That's when a scripture that you memorized earlier in the day, you are lying down on your bed and you are repeating to yourself. That's what we learn. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had ordained before that we should walk in them. The day an evil spirit comes to you in the night to tell you that your life is useless, so you should kill yourself. Kill yourself. Then while you're lying on your bed, you start talking to yourself and say, Ephesians 2:10 says, I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had ordained before that I should walk in them. I will not kill myself. I refuse it. Yes. Talk about it when you're lying down and when you wake up. Christians must learn how to meet somebody on the way and greet the person and say, you know something, I learned a verse yesterday. I want to share it with you. You want to hear it? Don't want to hear it. I'll tell you still. I don't need your consent. I'll tell you. Since I started talking in the microphone, I have, how many verses have I already spoken to you? Instead from Psalm 133. You remember, I have said so many verses. You can't tell me you won't hear. I finished saying it. I've finished. I've told you. When I say it, I'm not asking your permission to say words. Talk about it. When you wake up, talk about it. That's one way. Number two, how to engage or relate with the Holy Spirit or with the Word of God. The next one is what? It's what? Bind it on your hand. Bind it. It means carry a piece of the Word of God, a piece of Scripture with you everywhere you go. Yeah, and we learned that three ways you can carry a piece of the word. Carry, who has a small Gideon's Bible? Who has some here? No, not that one. I want the small one. Do you have some? This is too big. I want that blue small one. Carry it. It's one. Put it in your back pocket. Yeah. It is New Testament Psalms. Sometimes they add Proverbs to it. It's in your back pocket. Hey, Charlie Pastor Paul, I'm preaching the camp again. Okay, no, it's not good. It's good, or it's not good. Is it good? It's good. Let me, it's good. God wants someone to hear it. God has mercy. God is having mercy on somebody who should have come for the camp, who didn't come. You see, it's like, Charlie, you just hear it. Carry it in your pocket. Yeah, people carry condoms in their pocket just in case. I shouldn't say it. Condoms. Sometimes you see, sometimes you check people's bags. You see condoms are inside. You ask them, why are you carrying condoms in your bag? So just in case. carry Gideon's, put to carry Gideon's in your pocket just in case. And I'm not saying anything well. Am I preaching well today? Condom, if you're a Christian, you're in the church, and you're carrying, you have condoms in your, I don't know, but I just want to advise you. I just want to advise you that the thing you are carrying the condom for, it will fail you. Yeah. I'm prophesying to you that thing, it will fail you. Fail you. I'm telling you, it's a prophetic word. Which way? Yeah. So you are doing what? You are protecting what? You see, let me say something. There are some things. When you're not born again, you are doing it. God doesn't, he will just be looking at you.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. It says in time past, when we were working in our ignorance, God just closed his eyes on the things that we were doing. When you become born again, those same things, start doing them again. Doesn't, because there's a scripture that says, let him that is named the name of Christ. You see, there is a name that is put on you when you become a born-again Christian. So John 1:12 says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When you become the son, of Mr. Opon, your name becomes what? Frimpong. Mr. Frimpong. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become them. So the daughter of Mr. Frimpong becomes Christabel Frimpong. That's what I'm saying. Christabel Frimpong.
Wow.
So what it means to be a child of Mr. Frimpong is to be called Christabel Frimpong. So Mr. Frimpong's name now is on you. It's on you. Do you think that God will take it lightly that he has put his name on you and you're carrying a condom in your back pocket? Just in case. You will learn sense. You will learn sense. It will buy you the surprise. You see that you have something bad has happened to you. Yeah. Then number three, another way to engage. It says to let the word of God be in front, as frontlets in front of your eyes. In other words, I didn't finish about that. Bind it on your hand. No. Number one is what? Pocket Bible. Number two, phone Bible. Phone Bible is not your main Bible. Phone Bible is your bind it on your hand. Carry scripture with you everywhere. Your phone Bible, and some of you have phones, there's no Bible on it. Shame on you. You have Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, every type of social app except Bible. Have a Bible. You can open to it quickly. Check it. Bind it on your hand. Carry. Make sure that you are carrying scripture with you. Any opportunity you get, you are carrying with you. Yeah? Number three. The third way of carrying it with you is what? To memorize it. See, when you memorize it, it's inside your head. Everywhere you go, you are carrying it with you. That's why we learn the scriptures in the church. You sit down and consent. But that's what it is. It's a way of carrying the scripture with you so that as a Christian, you are having deep, and you see, that is probably the deepest level of connection because it is inside your head and inside your heart, memorized. Oh, yes. If I didn't know, I wouldn't have the one Psalm 133. It's because I know what is there. That's why I know it. I have learned it. So I can bring it out. The reason I was showing that scripture is the end of it. It says, there the Lord commanded a blessing. The blessing. When Malik and Christodia and Christabel are together in unity, they're not quarreling, they're not fighting, they are not ayaka. That place where they are in unity, God commands that a blessing should be there. Look at me. It's that Sunday I was wearing a shirt. Was it that Sunday I was wearing that shirt? Or during the week? Way, truth, life. And I read John 4:14-6. Today I'm wearing John 3:16. I made it a shirt myself. I made it myself. I didn't buy it from town. I made a shirt myself. I'm trying to be a spiritual Christian. You are here working. You are wearing shirts that have. Do you want some of this softness? Is that the front? Do you want some of this softness? Then at the back, follow me. That's what you're wearing, get a girl. Now, Ashana, you are walking about in town. Do you want some of this softness? Then at the back, follow me. You carry a piece of the scripture with everywhere. That's how you engage. The number three, the third way to engage is to make it visible. That is, as from what I'm telling you is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Is it 8 or? 6, 7, 8, and 9. Yes. Frontlets. Make the word of God visible. Print your favorite scriptures and paste it on your football wall. Remove Cristiano Ronaldo's picture from your wall and put scripture there. Remove Messi, Rihanna, Taylor Swift. Huh? Take their pictures off your wall and print. Do you see? Scripture. Collect, laminate it, and paste it on your wall. A scripture that says, "I shall not die. You shall not die, but live to declare the words of God." Yeah? Yeah. Number four, to engage. Write them where? The posts of your gates, of your wall. And we said practically, it means that you have to learn how to wake up in the morning. Instead of putting naked motors on your WhatsApp status, put a verse on it. I know flame service members, now they have blocked me. I don't see it. I saw somebody's WhatsApp status. Huh? Is it actually not saying it in church? You know, if I say it, your mind will spoil. It will not help you to the word of God. Pornography, you know pornography? Me, I'm grown up. This year I'm gonna be 43 years old. I'm not a small boy, if you see my bald head, I can say I'm not a small boy. Bald head, guys, you show that. Hey guys. And in all my years, since I became a Christian, before I became a Christian, I've not sat down to watch pornography. Like, I've watched pornography 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. I've not done that before. And it's not because, it's because I was afraid that if I try, the first one I will watch, I will like it. And I can't stop. Do you understand it? So I decided that I won't. And you see a flame service girl, not a boy, a girl. Status. Your status is like a billboard at the roundabout. Because what it means is that if you have 2,000 WhatsApp contacts, when you put something on your WhatsApp, 2,000 people can see it. And a Christian like you, should I describe what I saw? Hey! What's up, bro? Hey! You saw it? Hey! Hey! I said, your man show. Hey! What's up, status? Facebook story. Facebook story. Wake up in the morning, find Philippians 3:10, which says that I may know him and the fellowship of his suffering. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Yeah, put that scripture, make it nice, something, and post it on your Facebook story, Instagram story, that's it. Facebook post. That is right. Streak it, Snapchat, how you call it. You streak it. Let all those your godly friends that you are working with, let them see. Yeah, one one day wake up and write on yourself, the soul that sinner shall die. Yeah. So that all your bad, your sinner friends. You see that there's a way when you wake up early in the morning, you see some things, it changes, it spoils your day. Yeah. Let some of those your bad people, friends, wake up and say, killer has streaked something. Let me go and watch. When they tap on it, the soul that sinned shall die. Their whole day will spoil. What I'm saying is making sense to you? Four ways. Four ways. That's the fourth way. Facebook story, Facebook post, Instagram story, Instagram post, TikTok, take four scriptures. Do you see? Make it, use CapCut and make a video out of it. And add some very beautiful worship music. And post it on TikTok. Let these unbeliever people come and see it. They should see it. Right? That is how you begin to engage, to have intercourse with the word of God. And that word, that's your relationship with the word. And we learn that how it makes you more spiritual is because the word of God is spirit. John 6:63. It is the spirit that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. One of the versions we read said the flesh is what? The flesh of no avail, of no use. The flesh is not of no use. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit in their life. The more word you get into you, the more spirit. The more you are qualifying to engage at a higher level with spirits. Spirit. You cannot, if you live on this, I was telling people in the camera, wait, you see, sometimes you meet somebody, you do something to the person says, men are paying me out to phone no. Okay, you will not say train because otherwise you'll be expecting it. You will say, okay, you'll be sleeping at night. Then you will see that you have appeared in the forest. How you, where you passed to appear in the forest, you have no idea. But all you know is that suddenly you are in the forest. That's when you will learn sense. You see, don't say when you do that, when you say chewa, as if it's like it's a joke, but it's a real thing. Those who know how to engage with the spirit realm, they solve their quarrels in the spirit realm. Yeah. You not say anything, sir. Me, and with me, appear me at two phones, I know. What's it, so, you know, girls when they fight, then their breasts will come out. Hey. That's how girls fight. Yes, they'll bite. They, when two girls are fighting, their main aim is that they will tear the other person's dress so their breath will come out. Hey! They say, me good in the mass. Say, me? No, what's me at my dad? Yes, I know. Okay. Me catch a. 12:15 a.m. The time is 12:15 a.m. There will be no sound. This is Ghanaian movie that you'll be doing. There's no sound. You just be sleepy like that. When you tell yourself on your bed like this, no. When you see that, you are in the forest. Hey! Black one. You learn sense. So that's why you cannot be living in life, and you are not interested in discussions of the spiritual realm. And I'm saying how to become more and more spiritual is to find a way to develop a deep relationship with the word of God, which imparts to you more and more spirits and elevate. You see, I've told this story before. And somebody said, he was praying in the prayer chamber. Then he saw himself in heaven. People go to heaven like that. A lot. What about you? What about you? Osika, Joel 2:28 says, "It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your old men will dream dreams." Your sons and daughters will do what? Will prophesy. That's the first one. Your son, are you not a daughter of God? Gold dust. My friend is not coming. I'm trying to find the verbs to construct the sentence. But are you not a daughter of God? So does this scripture not apply to you? Where are your prophecies? Why do we not come to church? And as we are praying, Shapo Kalianda Halabra Shokala Branta Kabranta Levalaba Ripa Soka, and then we pause. Then God thus begins to bring us a word from the Lord. You see, it will help us to stop guessing. Do you understand? That's one of the things that a prophetic word, it guides us to know where we should pass. Sometimes it encourages us. Sons and daughters, Newton, they will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. When you're walking around the place, just whatever, you are not, this is it. Those on the other side understand it. They use it to their advantage. Sakawa, in the beginning, Sakawa was just Yahoo. Yahoo. The name Yahoo came from Yahoo Messenger. That's how they used to do it. Me, I've seen that before. I used to spend a lot of time in internet cafes. Those days when internet was not very common. So I've seen the boys. Yahoo Messenger was the main way of talking to somebody abroad. Before all these WhatsApp and things came, we had Yahoo Messenger. Yeah, and on Yahoo Messenger, you cannot know when the person you're talking to is a male or is a female. That's where the boys got idea from. You just look on Yahoo, and they have chat rooms, right? Yahoo have Yahoo accounts, you go into a chat room, you can find people there. You just pick one person and say, hi, the person responds to you, you start talking to the person. And you start getting ideas that these guys are inspired people. Charlie, if you ask them for $2, $3, $10, $15, sometimes they are very generous people, they can send you some $10. Then it's like, okay, then we can ask for more. Then we can even bring them, you see, and get more. Bring some business proposal, business idea that is not real. The person will send money to invest into it. Then we are getting it started becoming more and more complicated until at a point the white people began to understand what was going on, such that just vibing the person on Yahoo will not work. So to do it well, you need to find a mama. And what the malam's job is to enter the spiritual realm and deal with the white man's mind in the spirit. In the spiritual realm, the malam ensures that everything I chat with the man on Yahoo, he will accept it. If it was not because of that, he will see through the light. But if you take him up in the spiritual realm, only Christians, you like walking on the earth. You won't go up. You will enter up and see what is there up. That I can also take sicknesses and diseases. You don't know, there's many more sicknesses and diseases that are caused by evil spirits. That's it. You say, oh, it's labor, it's true. It's true, but don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. So it's malaria. Yes. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot. You say, if you don't know how to enter into the spirit realm and take control of at least your life. Just walking about and see everything that is seized. Baby, it's not like that. So we learn to engage deeply. You memorize it. shall not depart out of thy mouth. In the camp places we learn, we didn't have a lot of time. Five or six or how many? Job 32, 32, 32, 32, 32, 8. What does it say? It said there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man. And I learned it at the camp. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Job 32:8. Job 33:4. What does it say? What does it say? The spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty has given me life. Yes. You have to learn it. You have to know that scripture that says, "Thou shalt not the Lord thy God with all thy mouth, that thy all thy heart, thy heart, that thy soul." That it came originally from Deuteronomy 6:5. Sit down yourself one day, open the Bible, and say, "I am not getting up from this scripture until I have memorized it." And there was someone preaching something good, because see, you guys, I've noticed. And see, you have become. You are Christians who are very hata-hata, eh?
Hey.
Any wind of doctrine, here and here, will just blow. Because you don't have substance. Because you have not found a way to engage, to get time to take your Bible. That's why I declare war on anybody whose main Bible is the person's phone. I am against you. I am not changing my mind. You are young, you don't have Bibles. You don't have a Bible. If you want Bibles, not enough. In the camp, we learned that King James Version Bible is not very good. If you have that, only that one, it's not very good. Some of the scriptures are not translated properly. You must have one Bible, two Bibles. Save pocket money from secondary school. Don't use all to buy interior and just a tube, bread and egg. You are with what for dining in the DMA. And so the bread and egg they are selling in the by house two. The house two, the one they are selling by house two. No? You have to buy that one too and eat it in addition to the one you have already, the food you are already eating. Save the money. Buying bread and egg all the time. It's not a good thing. And buy a Bible. Go to town. Look for it. Am I saying something good or what I'm saying is not making sense to you?
Oh yes.
I'm not talking a lot about you. When I give you Bibles, and I come to give you Bibles, you leave the Bibles in the chair and go home. But I see this year, see, I learned something at the beginning of the year. It made me sad. I learned at the beginning of the year that actually there are so many things that God has, He wants to give to us. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But we are not collecting them. You know why? You don't know how. Don't know. The how is written in your Bible. You haven't read it. So you don't know how. You don't know how. The how to collect it is in your Bible. But you don't know. You don't read it. You don't relate with it. So you don't know how. So you are poor. It is your own making. You're not moving forward. It's your own making. What I'm saying is making sense to you. You see, the Bible is written down for an example. You see strange people who did strange things. Yeah, one day I was telling some guys in the Rising Star service when we were having that there was a man in the Bible who ran faster than horses, and the guy was laughing at me that I'm telling Tolly. Like what I'm saying is Tolly. Three girls came to my office last week, and I was telling them something in the Bible. They couldn't believe me. Like I said, really? I said, look at you, look at your ignorant faces. Know that a human being asked God to show him, I want to see you. A human being said, I want to see you. And God said, nobody can see me and live. But I'll help you. I'll put you in a cave. I'll cover the mouth of the cave with my hand. This is God talking to a human being. I'll put you in a cave. I'll use my hand to cover the mouth of the cave like this. And I'll pass. When I pass, I will move my hand from the front of the cave, and you will see my back. Exactly as I'm telling you, how is this in the Bible? Wow. What kind of human being relates with God this way? To you, God is far, 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 far away. But here's a human being also who says that it's not enough for me to stand here and pray to you far away. Now I want to see you. Bible says, Enoch walked with God. And he was not, because God took him. What human being is there that will say that God will come to him and say, go here, because today I'm coming to take you to heaven from there. Dress up, get ready. You are coming to heaven today, but you're not going to die. Go here. Make sure you are there on time. I'll come. He got to the, when he arrived at the place, the Bible says that a chariot of fire came down from heaven, swept, and then the man was caught up in a whirlwind, like, you know, what my friend is in black, Motiyamframa, big one. And then the man was inside the inframa like that, to heaven. Wow. You are walking around the place. The only thing you like is, I'm dating. We are dating. It's my babe. It's my boo. Do you still use those words?
Yeah.
Boo, boo, boo. My boo, boo. It's my babe. 4 weeks. So I finished summarizing. The time is finished. My time is finished to preach. May God this year, may God make you also into a spiritual Christian. And this year, from this is February, right? March, April, we are going to spend the whole month of March, April, just memorizing scriptures. Plenty. If you like, don't come to church. Yeah, because you don't know the things. Sometimes some of the stories that I'm amazed you don't know in the Bible. It amazes me. And some of the ones you know, you don't know them well. They're not even accurate. You don't know. And if you knew them, it will not be struggling. I will not be struggling as a pastor of this guy. I've been telling that there are things we can discuss in the Bible. We should not be talking about sin. Stop sin. If you were a spiritual guy, you would have known that disobeying your parents, your mother, your father, disobey means they give you an instruction, you don't do it. If you were a spiritual person, you would have known that every time you disobey your mother, you have cut your life short by a few minutes. I'm not saying it well. Oh, am I the one who said it? Show us the scripture, Ephesians 6:1. You see, you read it, but you think that, oh, it's like, it's a verse with you to Sunday school children. You're not a spiritual person, that's why. You don't understand what is going on. What is going on is something deeply spiritual. You disobey your parents, your mother tells you something, and you go and do the opposite. Okay. Remember me after my uncle. Oh, yeah. Yo ma. When you come back from school, you are always, you see, you wait for your parents to go to bed in the night. The very thing they say you shouldn't do. That's what you are doing. Look at it. Next verse, please. Be spiritual. Eh? Be in the spirit. Come back again. See, from verse 1 to verse 3. That's how your life is. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. If you had read your Bible well, you'd have known that of all the commandments that God gave, this was the first one he gave that he added a promise to it. You'll see it. Where will we find this? Is it in Exodus? The original verse. Exodus. Yes. Next, look at the next verse. It will not be well with you at all it will not be well with you. It will not be well with you. You cannot do anything against the word of God. If you do not honor your father and mother, honor means to respect, to esteem the person high, to put him in his high place. You do not, it will not be well. That it may be well with you. It will not be well with you. And that thou mayest live long on earth. Not this earth, you will not live long on this earth. If you knew it, your mother, as I said, your mother will call you, you will respond. By the time you finish responding, you have appeared. Partner, you will not, you see, you will not, unless you plan to die early. Like, you are intentionally doing that so you can die early. Then that one here, I cannot help you. But you don't honor. Yeah. Christodia, yes, man, mice, and then man, then you are here. Some of you respond yes, but you have to call it three times.
Hey.
All that is dishonor. Dishonor. Someone heard a voice. One. He woke up. He went to Eli.
Wow.
Eli said, it's not me. He came back and slept. I did it once. He woke up. He said, not me. Then, but then,
hey,
if you hear the voice again, respond and say, Master, speak.
Because what?
You, your mother is calling, you can hear him very well. And you are sitting down there in the room there, pretending that you have not heard it. She should call you louder.
Hey.
Every time you do that. So some people, they die young. It's not because, if you check, then what a shock, gone too soon. Some of them, it's this dishonor to parents that killed them.
Wow.
But this year, may you be a spiritual Christian who engages deeply with the God, word of God. And as we do that, may we discover the treasures in God's word.
Amen.
And may we go, you know, I am believing God for 12 to 28 to happen in this church.
Wow. Amen.
Yes. God will pour his spirit upon everybody in this church. That we will begin to experience strange things. Prophecies. Prophesying. Nobody say amen.
Amen.
Visions.
Amen.
Visions. Christodia. Visions.
Amen.
Visions.
Amen.
Visions.
Amen.
Also, there are angels here. There are angels here. So Reverend William, I see an angel. I see three angels. Now they have become five. Another one is entering into the chair. Oh yes. Won't you be encouraged if you come to church and say there are angels here? If someone said there's an angel here. Between Roxanne's row and Elisha's row, there's an angel in the middle there. Only want to be encouraged. May we experience spiritual things this year. God will help us in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let's pray. Close your eyes. I wanted to just talk to God and you know, I wanted to pray. Just pray for yourself and say, Lord, this year help me to engage more and more. One of the first ways we start to engage with God's word is through quiet time. Quiet time is not a bother. Quiet time is not a chore. Your quiet time should not be a chore. Say, oh, sorry, I'm not kind. I can't kind of Bible. It is the beginning. How you engage with the word of God. First thing in the morning, first thing in the day, close your eyes and pray and say, Lord, this year, I'm determined to do better. I'm determined to do better. So help me, God. So help me. Talk. So don't open up. You need to pray. When you pray, don't pray your head. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, help me. Help me this year, Lord. Pray somebody. Help me this year, Lord. Help me this year, Lord. I want to memorize 100 verses before the year comes to an end. So help me, God. I want to be more studious. I want to be more studious. I want to spend more time in God's word, studying it, understanding it more than I've ever done before. To engage with the word of God, which is spirit, which is life. Pray, help me, Lord. This is my desire. In the name of Jesus, break fast,
about it. At home,
on the way,
on the way.
In the name of Jesus,
bind up my hand. No more papa di brianda o se me lo in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ola baba baba kayanda na ba molo vina na na ma sine kayona na ba. In the name of Jesus. Ola baba baba ola baba baba ni na na ba baba na ba vina na ma sine de vina na na ma sine baba bola. Oh, my God.